Roman Iron Age, the man from Öremölla and the woman from Gårdlösa. You are now in the Roman Iron Age, which lasted between the year 1 and 400 CE. Many of the objects in this room are connected to the Roman Empire. During this time, the northern border of the Roman Empire was not far away. People in Scandinavia were influenced by the Roman Empire and by Roman objects, customs, and practices. Drinking sets for drinking wine the Roman way is an example of this. Display case G1 contains all the different parts of such a set. There are glasses, a ladle, a wine strainer, and a large mixing vessel for drinks. This set belonged to a man from Öremölla. When he died, he was cremated and his remains were placed in a bronze cauldron. This is the only complete Roman drinking set found in present-day Sweden. The cut glasses were probably made in Syria or Egypt. At the bottom of the display case are the remains of the man's chainmail and some very small fragments of fabric from his high-quality clothing. The fabric has close to 40 threads per centimeter and is woven in diamond twill. The clothing was also adorned with tablet-woven bands. Further examples of the Roman drinking culture can be seen in display case G10. There are different kinds of wine glasses, glass beakers, glass vessels, and glass horns. Roman drinking culture was about making friends, perhaps making alliances, making deals, and showing generosity. In Scandinavia, beer and mead and other drinks were more common than wine, which had to be imported. In display case G6 is the grave of the woman from Gårdlösa. Her grave suggests she was rich, buried with imported glass beads, and the burial clothing included bronze and silver fibular brooches, as well as practical items such as a comb and a needle case. The image above the grave shows how the woman may have been dressed. The fashion was inspired by the Mediterranean area. Closest to the ceramic container in the grave is an intriguing brooch with a runic inscription. Runes were a set of letters, an alphabet, used in the Nordic regions. Runes were carved into hard materials, such as stone and metal. Runes were a novelty during the 200s, when the woman was buried. The inscription on the brooch reads, "Ek unvodr." Possibly it is the woman's name, or the name of the jewellery itself. One interpretation is that it means eye unraging. You can see the oldest version of the runic alphabet on the wall, and more objects with runic inscriptions in display case G5.